Welcome to Canada's Real Estate Podcast, your compass to all things real estate. And now, here's your hosts, Carla Brown and Adrian Schultz, Canada's real estate experts.
Okay, Adrian, today we're going to talk about super hot topic that I know you love, value, value, value. Usually it's like in real estate, it's location, 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 but today it's going to be value, value, value. And you're shaking your head, but my head kind of spins when you start talking about this because there are so many different ways to look at value of home prices across Canada right now.
Yep.
So let's talk about that.
Or better yet, the why, right? Why is this even a discussion item? So here's why it's a discussion item. As the value of real estate or as prices of real estate change, the equity that someone has in their home changes. And depending on how much equity you have in your home or how much equity you have in your real estate, whatever type of real estate that it is, it enables you to do other things, right? You can refinance, you can leverage, you can, you know, do a variety of different things. So what decides on how big of an opportunity you have is the valuation of your real estate. And there's many different ways to value real estate, right? You know, calling a realtor and getting an estimate of what your home is worth. That's the one most are familiar with.
CMA, right? Comparative market analysis.
That's right, right. That's right.
But let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So CMA, agent going in, taking a look at a property. Honestly, I used to see agents just walk in and kind of like look around and then throw out a number.
But the weather check.
Yeah. But most of them are very thorough. And but they're pulling numbers from the MLS system. So they are pulling current listings and they are pulling recently sold data, and they are then formulating, and it is a formula, with what they feel the purchase price will be for this property and want to list it at. So
that's one. Right.
Okay.
So next, one we're familiar with, anyone who pays property tax will notice a term or a word called property assessed value. Or your assessment.
So I like to call that dated values.
Okay. Well, don't tell your city councilor or mayor that. So that's when your municipality is providing an assessed value of your home based on their formulas.
But they only do that every, what is it?
Depending on the market.
Yeah. So I think between 2 to 4 years is most markets across Canada. So, I mean, my house over 4 years has changed drastically. I mean, Canada as a whole has changed in the last 6 months. Like you look at the Toronto real estate market right now, down like double digits, and they're looking at assessments that could have been from 2 years ago or more. So
we're at two, right? So now we've got CMA.
That's my least favorite. You know, we got CMA, if you didn't catch that.
And a municipal assessment. So next we have one that many would be familiar with if they've bought a home and put down 20% or had a conventional mortgage, they probably had to get an appraisal, okay? And that's when a licensed, regulated real estate appraiser does a full appraisal, an assessment, right? Yeah. An appraisal of the real estate. There's residential appraisers and then there's commercial appraisers. Some do both, but many specialize in one or the other. And their methodologies, they're regulated, they're systematic. But I would argue that their methodologies have existed for, you know, the past decades, and they're also changing and adjusting with the times. Okay. So there's appraisal. So there's number three. Okay. We're already at number three. So there's three ways to value a home so far. Here's a fourth one. That's called an AMV or an automatic market valuation. Not new, but becoming more and more common in the mortgage world. There are various platforms or third-party providers that use technology, strictly technology, to formulate or tabulate the AMV, automatic value, of a piece of real estate. Mortgage companies love it because they're able to move the file faster by using an AMV model, okay? But not all mortgage lenders fully depend or trust it yet. So it will depend on where the home is located, what the purchase price is, you know, the strength of the borrower. There's all sorts of factors that will determine whether or not a mortgage lender is willing to use an AMV model. they call it. It's a valuation model, okay? So AMV models, we can get into it at a different time, how they achieve those, but long and the short of it is it's technology. Some may argue it's AI, but essentially they're scraping various forms of data and they have their own methodology or formula to come up with a number.
And so just on that, yep. So I'm only, I'll let you summarize the four different systems that you've talked about, but on that last one, are most financial institutions and lenders accepting the values that are coming from the AMVs?
So if the mortgage file qualified to use the AMV model.
So what, how do you know it qualifies?
How do you know that that a file qualifies for an AMV? Oh, okay. So with certain mortgage lenders, it is actually the borrower strength. So do they have a good beacon score? Is everything else about the file strong? Okay, we're comfortable using an AMV for this one. If there's things in the file that are a little bit more complex, they may opt to use the appraisal model because it's the traditional approach that they're used to. But if you've got a great strong file and that lender utilizes AMVs, they may opt to allow you to use an AMV instead of an appraisal. One of the benefits is it's nearly instant, whereas an appraisal can be 1 to 5 to 10 business days, yeah, depending on where you are. I would say that chartered banks, I have personally found, have been using AMVs more, especially on refinances. And that's why many monoline lenders and mortgage lenders have now also started adopting it because they're essentially funded by the chartered banks anyway. Their money pot is coming from the banks anyway. Trade secret there, but everybody knows it.
I would argue that actually they're more accurate than appraisals. And I'm sorry, appraisers out there. It's just, as soon as you have to put in
there's a rain cloud coming.
Yeah, too much lightning bolts, too much human element in the process, it's going to skew it. Whereas the way you're explaining the AMV model is that it's data analytics. Like it is straight data, computing data, right? Yeah, and you can't lie about that. Not lie, but you can't manipulate that really.
Yeah.
So I think maybe it's just a trust factor and getting enough history maybe in the systems in order to make sure that they're probably using some predictive analysis, right?
Yes.
The AI in order to make that work. So
because it's not single source. AMV is not single source data. They're really looking at a variety of different data sets and that variety continues to grow and evolve. As regulator and real estate association technologies permit the AMV providers to go in and check sold data, right? Current list prices, sold data, historical data, right? A lot of provinces are still negotiating the levels of access that
are
going
to
be given.
It's not published, all of it. So,
and then finally, number five, there may be more, but number five.
Oh, I thought we were stopping at four. Sorry.
No. We're never stopping. So it's VVVVV. Valuations times five. The final one is the quirky one. I think it's quirky because it's when you insure your real estate, there's the cost to rebuild.
Oh,
right?
Of course.
And I'm always pleasantly surprised. For example, we just built an addition on our home and I was blown away the difference between the AMV. So I pulled three. I pulled an AMV model on my home. I got an appraisal on my home and I got a cost to rebuild value. They were 20% apart each.
So 40% difference from
the 40% from one to the end. Yeah, that's right. Which is kind of really weird because I thought my house was worth X, but insurance company said it's worth X. So why are those numbers so far apart? And that has to do with cost of construction, labor shortages, et cetera. So I think it's very interesting that the different approaches in valuation modeling can give you completely different results. And the question mark is, which one is the best or the most accurate reflection of the value of your real estate? It's evolving.
They're all like for different purposes, right? You're going to get a valuation to sell your house. You're going to get a valuation to mortgage your house. You're going to get a different valuation to insure your house. And like, why can't we just have this single source of truth? What's my house worth, right?
What's your house worth? What's your net worth, right? How do you determine it? If there's a 40% gap, and maybe it's larger with other pieces of property, when there's a 40% difference between valuations over the same physical asset.
Okay, so I'm going to end this, but I'm going to tell our listeners, I'm really interested in this whole automatic market valuation piece. So let's come back to that in another future episode.
Yeah,
because I think we have lots that we could dig into there. And this is Real Estate in Canada.
Thanks for listening to Canada's Real Estate Podcast. If you like this episode, please subscribe and give us a rating. The content shared is for informational purposes and reflects the opinions of the hosts. Connect with us online at canadasrealestatepodcast.ca. Today's episode is brought to you by Century 21 Canada, the gold standard in real estate. Explore listings, find an agent, and get advice at www.c21.ca.